This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, the Washington Post and the New York Times are all reporting the big exclusive. It's up on InfoWars.com that Mark Zuckerberg Sunday afternoon met with the big tech giants and admitted collusion. Wow, that'll be great antitrust information. To say that I think Jones wants to be banned. No, what I said was, Zuckerberg, was that I don't think my users are dumb efforts. And that I'm ready for the big challenge. And that I'm not going to curtail what I say about radical Islam throwing gays off buildings or anybody else for the rules you've put in place that are anti-American and draconian. Now, because this is in the New York Times, it may not even be true. This is what the New York Times is reporting, so it's probably the opposite. Zuckerberg probably said the opposite. Confirmed, Mark Zuckerberg personally made decision to ban InfoWars. Billionaires now citing what you can see and read. A New York Times report confirms that Mark Zuckerberg personally made the final decision to ban InfoWars. An article entitled, Facebook Banned InfoWars. Now what? Kevin Roos reveals late on Sunday, after returning to his hotel room on a trip away from home, Zuckerberg made a decision he had hoped to avoid. The report adds that Facebook CEO got personally engaged and discussed InfoWars at length with other executives while speculating that Jones may have wanted to get banned to get the media attention. He'd already banned us. You already shadow banned us, put us in a frickin' Nazi gulag, dude, and then called us Nazis when I almost don't exist because of the Nazis. My kids are part. Let these frickin' ADL people call me a Nazi all day. I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of your crap calling us Nazis, man, and Trump a Nazi. You know that's not true. Zuckerberg initially considered whether InfoWars was being branded by partisan mob masses, reported his post. This undoubtedly happened, but only after CNN had engaged in an intense lobbying campaign to have Jones banned. Zuckerberg decided to remove the InfoWars page entirely rather than just give the pages a strike when he saw in the news that Apple had removed the InfoWars podcast. So it was a cascade. After seeing the news, Mr. Zuckerberg sent a note to his team confirming his own decision. The strikes against InfoWars and Mr. Jones would count individually. The pages would come down. The announcement arrived at 3 a.m. Pacific time. Wow, woke up at like 6 a.m. that happens. I guess whatever. This follows a revelation that Apple CEO Tim Cook personally took the decision to ban InfoWars podcast. Confirmation that both Cook and Zuckerberg were involved underscores the stark reality that billionaires and giant corporations that control the public discourse are now wielding more power over free speech than governments. Alex Jones himself tweeted Friday, should billionaires and news corporations get to decide what we say and what we read? I mean, folks, if you show Muslim articles raping women from Germany, you get banned. So am I trying to get banned? No. Do I want to lose those pages that we built over years with 5 million likes? No. But am I upset I lost them? No. So I guess in a twisted way, you're right. I wanted to get you banned from engaging in censorship. Zucker, I don't care if you're worth $5 trillion. Don't F over freedom, dude. So they're trying to sell the idea of what they've done. This is an incredible moment in history right now. It's an incredible moment. And I'm just honored to be part of it personally. Everybody asks me, how am I doing? I'm doing great. But Mark Zuckerberg needs to know that the sleeping giant is awake and knows what's going on. And Congress and Trump need to take action. Because Zuckerberg doesn't own slave factories in China like Tim Cook. Let me tell you something. This guy's involved in really Nazi behavior. He's state-run. And I say, stop it. Stop it. Stop your murder of the people and the Chinese Christians and the Chinese Buddhists. No, Tim Cook, stop, stop, stop. You think I give a damn about money being big in the U.S. and what you're doing? No, no. gender violence. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So for those of you that have tuned in to the live streams at InfoWars.com/show or have the free app or subscribe to the podcast, you're about to see the verboten information. Not all of it. It's like a 20-minute clip that Drew, our incredible videographer, shot in Portland, Oregon, and in Berkeley, California, of the Antifa and what happened. But you're about to see a lot of it. This can't be seen on YouTube. This can't be seen on Facebook. This can't be seen on dozens of platforms. It's up on InfoWars.com. YouTube doesn't want you to see this video of Antifa. See the full video, InfoWars.com. And financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. But right now, let's just go to the verboten information.
Destroyer here for InfoWars.com. I'm currently driving, and we've got Drew here shooting HD shots right here, getting B-roll. He's going to be putting together a documentary-style video of this weekend in Portland, and I wanted to let people know that we have landed. We're here safely. The narrative that's being spun already is that the Proud Boys or the Patriot Prayer Group or all of this stuff, these are the racist Nazi bigots that are invading Portland to you know, plunder and pillage your town. And if you go on Twitter, this is all you see. So we'll see what happens, but that's kind of the groundwork.
My name is Rufio Panman. I'm the Sergeant at Arms for the Seattle chapter of Proud Boys. Antifa, their surface level attack is you're racist, you're Nazi, but really their agenda is anarchy and communism. They want to inflict anarchy into our system to uproot what we have as Americans here in Western culture and create a communist society. Portland is like the breeding ground for Antifa. It isn't really a location where they all meet up like Berkeley kind of is. This is where it seems they live. And the city, it seems like the city council, the mayor, and maybe even the police are all kind of linked into this way of life that accommodates these kind of groups.
Are you getting like some pre-fight jitters right now?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like your birthday. You just get a little excited. You don't know if it's going to be a surprise or, you know. But actually, I'm more excited about seeing how many of our boys are going to show up.
Hopefully tomorrow is going to be great. Hopefully everybody can maybe turn a new leaf. And who knows, maybe we can have a beer and barbecue out here. Wouldn't that be the greatest story ever told? But I'm not sure that's going to be the case. We'll find out. Make sure to tune into InfoWars tomorrow. Okay, now it is 10:23 here local in Portland. We are going to be downtown and we are going to be live from the streets at the Patriot Prayer March in just over an hour.
We've been on the right side of history forever. Abraham Lincoln founded our party to fight slavery, stand up for freedom for everybody, and the left has been on the wrong side of every single time. Their identity politics, now it's institutionalized racism, they're always on the wrong side of every fight. And today, you guys are on the right side of that fight. So thank you for being here. I'm proud to stand with you guys.
there's tons of people with different beliefs and ideas. I think that eventually we've got to come together, but we can't do it if Antifa's in the middle constantly causing violence. It's not about race. It's about what's on the inside. We're here to promote freedom and God, and that is it. And we actually have that American spirit where we're going to stand up for what we believe in unapologetically, unafraid. Our country is getting soft. It's getting soft, and we need leaders to step up.
You put your country first, you put your family first, you put your community first. Whatever God has entrusted you with, you take care of it.
CNN could ever get this.
And if you were an honest journalist, you would say, actually, a punk.
Who are you with? Oh, yeah, Patriot Prayer, right? Yeah.
Mongol.
Fascist. How are you going to call somebody? What the f***? Even, yeah, walk away with your silly f***ing asses.
It was a successful day overall. But coming to a close, we're about to head to the next one, so that's that. And anyway, so tune in. All the different streams is going to be going up on YouTube, InfoWarsStore.com, and yeah, be tuning in tomorrow, where we will be flying into Oakland to attend a rally in Berkeley, California. So that's tomorrow. And for now, this is Jake Lloyd for InfoWars.com.
I f*** you. I'm not your f***ing city stage. F*** you. Get the f*** out of here. F*** you, you dumb f***.
We are going to the Say No to Fascism, Say No to Marxism event. We'll see if Antifa or the Black Bloc shows up to stop our right to free speech. We're not in our full, you know, protective gear today with helmets and everything. So I'm hoping it'll be a little more lighthearted and Antifa won't get too violent. I'm told there's a big police presence. So hopefully it'll be another day of, for the most part, peace, and hopefully the people that show up with their faces covered in black hoodies decide not to engage in any violence today.
I'm the Vietnam vet. I'm the one fighting for freedom. As they shoot down my friends and relatives in America like fucking dogs. I'm the one. I'm the fucking one.
God, 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 God,
it in HD up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And as we speak, so we can't show you who we are, we've got people attacking our servers, everything, trying to shut us down. But regardless, if they shut us down, you can still get the live news links and videos at Infowars.com/newsletter, Infowars.com/app. We're number one. That's why we're under attack. We love you all. Straight ahead, Joel Gilbert takes over with a special guest, Larry Klayman. The full video's on Infowars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic.
public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship and evil. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you from the People's Republic of California, right from the left coast. You know me as a frequent guest with Alex and my new film, Trump, The Art of the Insult, in the InfoWars store. Please support the show by buying this film at the InfoWars store, Trump, The Art of the Insult. I want to give my takes first about what's happened this past week with censorship. Alex Jones, like most shows and commentators, fills 4 hours a day of talk time. That's about 1,000 hours a year. And Alex's approach is to question everything. And, you know, and why not? It's a democracy. Sometimes, and actually very seldom, he says things that turn out to be insensitive to some people or even off base. But so do most other commentators. If you've turned on what Sean Hannity calls conspiracy TV, MSNBC, these guys were Obama vision since 2008, promoting the phony Barack Obama as a mainstream candidate, hiding his radical past, hiding the fact that his father was a Russian spy, hiding the radical agenda. The most transparent president in history was promoted by MSNBC and CNN. They said that he would cut the deficit in half. All lies. They crashed the economy. Obama created a war between the classes, race relations. The list is endless. So a few wacky things that Alex Jones might say, for some people, just pales in comparison to the damage that MSNBC, CNN have done. And look at how they reacted when Donald Trump took the position after meeting Vladimir Putin that he was actually open to Russians' argument that they did not hack Podesta's emails. The media and the Democrats just kind of went crazy. They said, how dare you not trust the U.S. intelligence services? There's an official narrative. You have to follow it. Well, former CIA director and Obama fixer John Brennan, you know, openly threatened Trump after that, accused him of treason, called for his impeachment. How dare you question the official narrative? Well, we know in history that the intelligence community can be corrupt. They have their own agenda. They get infiltrated by those with alliances with foreign sources. Don't look further than Obama and Brennan. In history, of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident comes to mind, that the Vietnam War was prolonged. And most historians to say it didn't happen. It was made up by U.S. intel. Remember the first Gulf War. Saddam Hussein was lining up his forces threatening Kuwait, and U.S. intelligence said that they were not going to invade Kuwait. There's no need to send a couple aircraft carriers just to make Saddam stand down. We don't need to do that. And the result was war. War is a failure of diplomacy. It's a failure of intelligence. Same thing, the second Iraq war was based largely on an intelligence assessment that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. War. Trillions of dollars, 5,000 more U.S. soldiers, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis killed. And the fatigue over the Iraq war helped to bring Obama's election, the most destructive president since Jimmy Carter, a man with a stealth radical socialist agenda who pretended to be moderate. So the point is, a lot of destruction can happen when a president just accepts anything the intel community says. It's his job to bring his savvy experience from New York City, from real estate, to the real world experience to question everything. Now, let's go back to Alex Jones. His job as a commentator is to ask questions, maybe dumb questions, and challenge the narrative to stimulate the debate. It's called free speech and free thinking. And free speech, by definition, is free. If you're offended, if you don't like it, you can change the channel. That's what free speech is. I would rather be in a country where a few people get their feelings hurt before they change the channel than one where the media and intel services just tell us what to think. Okay, we're going to bring on Larry Klayman first, a couple of guests today. Larry Klayman, we want to talk to Larry, the great conservative attorney, head of Freedom Watch USA, to talk about this censorship and everything that's happened this week. Larry, are you with us today?
I am, Joel. Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
Great, Larry. Look, first of all, were you shocked? And if so, how shocked were you at the collusion of the big tech to censor and try to remove the Alex Jones Show from the internet?
I am shocked, but it doesn't surprise me. This is the left. These big entities are controlled by ultra-leftist forces, whether it's Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, whether it's Twitter, whether it's YouTube, whether it's any of them. And what they're doing is they're colluding to limit speech from conservatives, speech from libertarians, speech from anybody who doesn't agree with their socialist, pro-radical Islam, pro-radical feminist, pro-radical atheist, pro-illegal immigrant agenda. And it's happening to everybody. It's not just Alex. Okay, I've noticed just in the last 2 months that our subscriptions to YouTube have stayed static. Our Twitter has not gone up. We've been doing some major things over here. Now, Alex is the most extreme example of retaliation against a conservative. And I think there's an antitrust violation here. I believe that Alex could bring a case for this collusion to limit free speech. It's a constitutional violation. I'm a former antitrust lawyer of the antitrust division. I helped break AT&T when I was a young lawyer at the Justice Department. He needs to fight back on this one. And I think the rest of the conservative movement needs to fight back as well. And I'm here to help. I'm a lawyer of 41 years, trial lawyer. And I'm going to put my foot forward because it's not just Alex, but it's also Freedom Watch and everybody else that's being discriminated against in an anti-competitive way.
All right, well, what can be done legally? I keep hearing this argument that these are private companies and they can do what they want. Is there really a legal path to reverse this monopolistic behavior?
Well, you have private companies all the time that enter into agreements in restraint of trade. So what you have here is a Sherman 1 violation, an agreement in restraint of trade at a minimum. And that's what they're doing. And, of course, they're also competitors of Alex. You know, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, the others. We're all competing, you see. So, and you could also maybe call this a group boycott in a way. So there's lots of avenues that can be pursued. Somebody's got to put their foot down here, and action needs to be taken by Alex, by Freedom Watch, by some of my clients who've been discriminated against. They've been hurt. They've had to lay off people with this discrimination. It's a terrible situation, and we can't allow it to continue. It's really the first step in trying to take this country over by the ultra-left and the radicals. And they're doing it in the streets, they're doing it in the media, and they're doing it elsewhere. And then you have, of course, people out there, these apologists who claim to be conservatives, like Jonah Goldberg, you know, the National Review, or Ben Shapiro. These people play both sides of the streets. They're both anti-Trumpers, you see. And they try to placate the left by being an apologist of what's happening, and they infer that they're against Alex and others out there so they can get themselves on Bill Maher or The View or, you know, wherever, ABC, NBC. So you need people that talk straight. That's what I like about Alex.
Larry, before we go to, we got to go to a break in 20 seconds. Would you do a contingency agreement? You've done this before where you represent the Alex Jones Show and take this case forward to the Supreme Court if you have to.
I would.
Would you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Larry Klayman's on board to fight this fight. We'll be back with Larry Klayman and after the break, and we'll continue talking about what can be done to ensure.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship and evil. I'm Joel Gilbert coming to you from the People's Republic of California. We're going to continue with Larry Klayman, the attorney. We'll be taking some calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Larry Klayman, want to ask you, we know that presidents tend to bring on people from the world that they come from into the White House. Barack Obama, his world was Chicago radicals. He knew the people in the radical left movement, Acorn, different lawyers, La Raza, you name it. He brought on the radicals into the government. Donald Trump seems like his world was talk TV. You know, he was a cable news junkie. So we see people like Larry Kudlow, the lawyers. It seems like his entire worldview and staff seems to be coming from cable TV news. What do you think of his cable TV lawyers and what they can do for him and where this Mueller probe is headed at this time?
TV lawyers. It's funny. Years ago, I used to go to Nate Now's delicatessen, still do, in Beverly Hills when I'm out here. And in Nate Now's, there was always Larry King. Okay? And he would meet there with his staff every morning. And he loved Nate Now. And at some point, his seventh wife, he's actually had one more than Henry VIII at 6, decided to run off with the gym instructor, and everybody thought he was going to get divorced. And a friend of mine, who's a family lawyer in Los Angeles, I said, why do you think he's not getting divorced? And she said, well, he has such a bad prenuptial agreement, he can't afford to get divorced. He'll be bankrupt. I said, why is that? He says, because everybody that he chooses or deals with has bagels at Nate Naus. Right? He didn't get a first-rate lawyer. Now, here's what's happening to the president. The president loves Fox News, and Fox News has some good things on there. I'm critical because they don't let you say what you really think. That's why I love InfoWars and Alex and you and Owen. It's censored on Fox News. But nevertheless, he's picking his lawyers off of Fox News. And who does he wind up with? Jay Sekulow, who's a nice guy. He sees him on Fox News, so he thinks, okay, that's a great lawyer. Well, Jay is a great lawyer when it comes to religious rights, but he's not a criminal defense lawyer. Rudy Giuliani, who's always on Fox News, he picks him. And Rudy is a really nice guy, too, but he's kind of past his prime, and he's been going on TV spewing forth nonsense, false facts. I don't think he does it intentionally. I think he's just getting up there in years, or maybe he's had a few drinks before he comes on Hannity. I don't know, but the president needs to wind up correcting him, the president himself, his own lawyer, and it's getting the president in trouble. But the big beef I have here right now is that they're sitting here letting the president get dragged along the legal guillotine. Is that Robert Mueller, they just made him an offer that Trump will testify to some extent with limited questions if the investigation will end. Well, that's an offer that only Mueller can refuse, okay, because, you know, it's a question of manhood. It's a question of what your jurisdiction is. No prosecutor is going to take that. And it was an ultimatum that was put forward to get Mueller to refuse. Now, what's Mueller going to do after that? He's going to send a subpoena to Trump. This is going to then be litigated all the way up to the Supreme Court. It'll take a few years. It'll get into the 2020 elections. It will damage the president. And it will result in an impeachment report, in all likelihood, an interim impeachment report by Mueller within the next month or so. That will be intended to influence the midterm elections, and it could influence, likely would, and we may wind up with a Democrat House of Representatives that impeaches the president and which grinds this country to a halt as we're trying to negotiate solutions to the nuclear crisis in North Korea, Iran, dealing with illegal immigration. There's a lot of important issues out there. So these lawyers, by sitting there inert, are leading the president down the primrose path to disaster and the nation as well. And they're having a great time on Fox News. But I'll tell you something, we're not going to have a great time thanks to their inaction. And what they can be doing, Joel, is they should go into court right now. We've said that. In fact, I heard Mark Levin say that last night on cable news. Apparently he agrees with me that they should be challenging Mueller's jurisdiction to proceed and grinding him to a halt. Now, by the grace of God, the president would have been elected without the grace of God. I think that's the only reason we don't have Hillary Clinton right now. It's a miracle. With the grace of God, maybe we get a judge that'll put his foot down here and try to block it. Now, in addition to that, the president can be ordering the Justice Department to investigate Mueller, to investigate Hillary Clinton, to investigate Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr. I can tell you a big story about Bruce Orr that hasn't come out lately either, you know, about his corruption. But he can be doing those things. Now, if he can be investigated, the president, why can't he have these people investigated and order Sessions and Rosenstein to do it? So these lawyers, they're part of this Washington establishment club. They love the notoriety. They love getting on TV. They're nice people. And, you know, I feel bad that I have to criticize them like this. But they are not serving the president well. He needs to turn Fox News off. He needs to find real independent lawyers that will put their life on the line for him, because it's not just for him. It's for the entire country.
Okay, Larry, what is preventing, I guess maybe I watch Fox News too much, what is preventing Trump from simply firing Robert Mueller, firing Rosenstein, and firing Jeff Sessions, who's completely useless, and just saying, look, they haven't come up with anything. We need to have an effective Department of Justice, so I'm making these changes. What prevents him from doing that?
Nothing. He is the head of the Justice Department. He's the head of the executive branch. But short of firing Mueller or Rosenstein, or Sessions for that matter, I think he should get rid of Sessions now, obviously. I mean, the guy is not the brightest bulb out there. He even got held in contempt yesterday on something that was unnecessary, deported some people who were already under court jurisdiction, and Judge Emmett Sullivan is holding Sessions in contempt potentially. He needs to get somebody in there that's got some guts, that's got some fortitude, that knows what they're doing. And the president can do that, and he can also order the Justice Department to do things. If he doesn't want to fire Mueller, and if he doesn't want to fire Sessions or Rosenstein, he can order an investigation of Mueller for the illegal grand jury leaks that have been occurring for a year and a half. They're criminal. For obstructing justice himself. That's what he's doing here with Paul Manafort and others.
Larry, what do you think? Look, we know that Trump has very strong gut instincts. We know that his gut instinct is you're fired. He would fire these guys in a second. What are his lawyers telling him that are making him think, I can't do this. I'm going to have a bigger problem if I fire these guys. What could they possibly be saying?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question when I was a kid on a game show. Multiplied with inflation, it's now a million-dollar question. He's being told by his lawyers, don't do it because it's politically unwise, because it'll result in you getting impeached. Well, you know what? He's going to get impeached anyway. So he might as well get rid of these people now and then take the lumps later. He is the president. The American people will back him. We need strong action. He needs to take the reins himself. But these lawyers, who are part of the swamp in Washington, you know, they all have lunch together. Giuliani brags, oh, I'm a friend of Mueller, you know, and Sekulow's a nice guy. And like I said, he's a very good religious rights lawyer. He really doesn't know what he's doing in the criminal sphere. Maybe he was a prosecutor or public defender for a very short period in his early life, but he's not a seasoned criminal defense lawyer. You can't send the president into the devil's lair, have him testify in any respect, and you can't play these games. You know, end the investigation, will answer limited questions, and then expect Mueller not to issue a scathing and incriminating impeachment report that will grind this country and the president to a halt. Something has to be done now. And the president, okay. Look, I watch Fox, too. I watch CNN.
Larry, we just got a few seconds left. Tell us where people can go to your website and sign your petition.
Go to freedomwatchusa.org. Sign the petition, have me appointed special counsel, but also follow our citizens' grand juries, because we are going to hold the criminals like Mueller, Clinton, Comey, and the rest accountable. And that's the only way we can do it right now.
Larry, we're out of time. Thank you, Larry Klayman, for being with us. And we'll be right back after the break with Frank Hawkins, associate.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Still on the air, still fighting the forces of censorship and evil. I'm Joel Gilbert, doing this last hour from the People's Republic of California. Do not go away. Stay tuned, because you need to go over to Alex Jones' Twitter account right at the top of the hour, at Real Alex Jones. Alex is continuing the show with a special broadcast. Go to Alex Jones at realalexjones.com on Twitter right after this show at the top of the hour. I want to bring on now a very special guest and friend of mine, an old-school reporter, Associated Press reporter, worldwide correspondent, former U.S. intelligence officer, Frank Hawkins. Frank Hawkins is with us. He just wrote an amazing article on American Thinker that went viral. Frank, are you with us?
I'm here. Hello, Joel. How are you doing?
Okay, great to hear from you. This is a real treat to let everybody hear from a real reporter, the old school reporters who traveled the world, told the truth, and did not have an agenda. Now, Frank wrote an article called The Top 10 Most Destructive Americans of My Eight Decades. The Top 10 Most Destructive Americans on American Thinker. This thing went viral through the roof. If we can pull up the American Thinker article, people can get a sense of what it's about. And what I wanted to do is go ahead and have you tell us why you wrote this piece, and then we'll go through them all, Frank. Why did you write about the 10 most destructive Americans?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I obviously, in my eighth decade, I'm pushing 80. I'm not quite there yet. But over all these years, I've witnessed an unbelievable makeover of America. Now, admittedly, some of it's been good. You know, we have enjoyed impressive improvements in our standard of living. For instance, when I was a boy, we lived in what was considered a middle-class neighborhood. Our house had one bathroom. The family had one car. There was no TV. We did have radio, a radio and rotary dial phones. But basically, very few at that time, Joel, could even envision space travel or iPhones or iPads or Facebook or live streaming high-definition TV 24 hours a day. Although Dick Tracy did have a telephone on his wrist. Anyhow, the other thing, which is more important, We had a government that we respected. And we believed that that government generally acted in the interests of the American people. And the media in those days, known as the Fourth Estate, and by the way, my father was a newspaper editor in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Fourth Estate was widely trusted to help set the political agenda and provide balance in our political system. My father wrote editorials for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I regard him as the most ethical person I've ever known. And in those days, Joel, there were no liberal or right-wing newspapers. Although, obviously, newspaper editorials would make recommendations at election time, but often they would recommend both Republicans and Democrats, with the idea being that, you know, you just vote for the best person, not for a particular party. And even when TV finally matured, you know, the initial evening talk show hosts like Johnny Carson and so on, they were usually even-handed in their jokes about politicians, and frankly, they were very rarely vicious. So,
okay, so Frank, let's talk about when the tide changed, and who were the people that changed the tide to change this more balanced society where government was respected and newspapers were fair? Who do you think?
Well, I've got a list of 10 people, and arguably there are plenty of others who could or should be on the list, but I have my top 10, and I will start with at the bottom of the list is a guy named Mark Felt. At that time, when he was in the FBI during the Nixon era, he was the deputy director of the FBI, and he ended up being deep throat during the Watergate scandal. This, Joel, was the first public instance of a senior FBI official directly interfering in Americans' political affairs. And he is the forerunner of Comey, Strzok, Lisa Page, and Andrew McCabe.
Okay, let's jump up to Ted Kennedy. What did this liberal icon and Kennedy brother do to bring about destruction to America?
Kennedy, everybody will remember, as the guy who left Mary Jo Kopechne to die at Chappaquiddick. But the real damage that he caused after he avoided punishment for her death and became a major force in the U.S. Senate as a Democrat, he pushing through transformative liberal policies in both health care and education. But the real damage that he did was the 1965 immigration bill that changed the quota system to increase the flow of Third World Act people without any skills in the United States. And he essentially ended large-scale immigration from Europe. The damage is quite clear today.
All right, let's take icon Walter Cronkite. You put him on the list. How did Walter Cronkite, the much-beloved network anchor, bring about destruction?
People of my era will remember that Walter Cronkite was a totally beloved figure, and I was one of those who loved him. I mean, he cried when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He gave a remarkable performance when the men landed on the moon, and everybody loved him. But in fact, what happened was that he had this famous broadcast from Vietnam that described the Tet Offensive as a major victory for the communists, and it significantly turned the gullible American public against the Vietnam War. In fact, you'll remember the Tet Offensive was a military disaster for the communists, and this was later admitted by the North Vietnamese military leaders themselves. And even years later, Cronkite admitted that he got the story wrong, but it was too late. The damage was done.
So that was the original, one of the original fake news pieces that caused tremendous damage. Let's jump up to Jimmy Carter, known for his incompetence. What stands out as most destructive act of Jimmy Carter?
Well, there were a couple, but I would think the one that we would just have time to talk about today was that Jimmy Carter can easily be thought about as the guy who ignited modern-day radical Islam. And the way he did that was he abandoned the Shah, who in those days in Iran was the head of what amounted to a secular country. Yes, people were largely Muslims, but in fact it was a secular country, and everyone, all religions were treated with respect. Carter ended up pulling out the rug from underneath the Shah, and he paved the way for the Ayatollah Khomeini to come from Paris and to take power in Tehran. As a result, subsequently, Iran became the main state sponsor and promoter of international Islamic terrorism. And, you know, when the Islamic forces took over our embassy in Tehran, Carter was too weak to do anything about it. And he basically strengthened the rule of the radical Islamic mullahs, and they're still in power today.
Let's keep moving because we've got too much time. We're going to jump up to, Barry, Barack, Davis, Satoru, Hussein, Obama, the stealth communist that I've criticized, of course, in my movie Dreams from My Real Father. Why did Barack Hussein Obama, how did he bring destruction to America?
Well, you know, each day we learn more about how he politicized and compromised key government agencies, you know, particularly the FBI, the CIA, and the IRS. And the damage is that he has thoroughly shaken the public's confidence in the federal government to be fair and unbiased in its activities. But even worse than that, in my opinion, is he's significantly set back race and other relations between Americans by stoking black grievances and pushing radical identity politics. And on top of that, of course, his open support for the Iranian mullahs and his apologetic lead-from-behind foreign policy seriously weakened America abroad. And
We can do a whole show on Obama, no question. I want to make sure we get to the number one most destructive American I want to hear you talk about. You listed him as John Kerry, former Secretary of State. Why is John Kerry the most destructive American of your lifetime?
Sensible people could argue about his place on the list, whether he deserves to be number one. I put him on there because I regard him as the most despicable American who ever lived. You know, after he faked his three Purple Hearts during his service in Vietnam, he was able to leave the Navy early. And as a reserve naval officer, and in clear violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, he traveled to Paris, and he met privately with the NVA and the Viet Cong. And then he came back to the United States parroting the Soviet party line about the war. And he had the gall to testify before Congress, in which he had compared American soldiers to the hordes of Genghis Khan. He became a virtual spokesman for the communists. It was a clear case, Joel, of treason, that is, giving aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. And then, of course, we subsequently saw what he did by giving all the money to the
Frank, we got to leave now, but he almost became president. It wasn't that, 3%, he would have been president. Frank Hawkins, thank you, former Associated Press reporter. Stick around. Go to Alex Jones' Twitter account, @RealAlexJones.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com